We're all different when it comes to sex, so I rarely find a product that makes me think every home should have one. However, I want to shout about splashblanket.com. They make cozy and crucially fluid-proof sheets, blankets, robes, and loads more for sex and anything else that might get messy. Use the code GOTN10, G-O-T-N-10, for 10% off at splashblanket.com. Every single purchase will help support this website. This is Who's There? Written by Robin of Robin Eats Everything, read by Girl on the Net. The pub was closing early. The two members of staff were busying themselves behind the bar, and every glance in our direction was a plea for us to leave so they could go home. You told me you didn't want the night to end here. There'd been laughter and anticipatory touches and plenty of eye-fucking across the table as I suggestively sipped my drink through a straw. As a first date, it was perfect. We reluctantly untangled our hands from each other's across the table and said our goodbyes to the bar. In the car park, you pulled me close into you, held my chin and directed my lips onto yours. It had only been 2 hours, but I was desperate to have you. Electricity surged across my skin every time your fingertips brushed against it. And right here, with your hands in my hair and the bulge of your hard cock pressed against me, I knew I couldn't leave you yet. I told you I knew a place close by where we could spend a little more time together. I dressed it up by commenting on the beautiful star-filled night and how romantic it was. How lovely it would be to sit and talk somewhere quiet. But I think you could see in my eyes my urge for you. You could see it in the quiver of my bottom lip as I spoke. And you could certainly see it as I reached for that bulge and gently squeezed. You agreed to follow me in your car. As I drove, my heart started racing faster the closer we got. When I saw the sign for the turn-off, I had to inhale hard to control it. I was a little worried my seat was wet. As I got out, you pulled up next to me and your smile was ear to ear. You held my hand and led me across the grass. The trees encircling the car park were foreboding, but passing through we saw the silvery lake glistening as it swallowed the moonlight and you spotted a bench up ahead. Sitting there, we immediately reached for each other, and our desperation was released through our lips. I parted yours and searched for your tongue with mine, every touch prompting me to moan. Your hands were in my hair again, this time gripping it tightly and pulling my face closer into yours. I swung one leg over yours so I could mount your thigh and hump my lace-covered cunt against the rough material of your jeans. You released my hair and slid one hand up my outer thigh, noting for the first time that I was wearing thigh-high socks under my dress. A murmur of appreciation escaped your lips before you sank them into my neck. As you pushed my thigh off yours and spread my legs, I heard some movement in the trees straight ahead. Feeling cool, fresh air against my cunt immediately dampened it even more. As I reclined back against the bench, you deftly pushed my thong to one side with your thumb and sought between my soft folds with your fingers. You moaned so hard as you slid two fingers inside me, feeling how soaked I was. And I crumbled at the sound. It was as though feeling me tighten around you gave you more pleasure than it did me. Using your wet fingers to dampen my clit, I cried out loudly as you rubbed it in those small circles I love so much. I cursed you for edging me as you paused to suck on your fingers. My eye flickered to the dark shadow moving in the gloom of the tree line. I took that opportunity to unzip your jeans. You were very good for taking the hint and standing up in front of me, releasing your dick in front of my face. It looked painfully hard. Every vein was perfectly defined in the moonlight. Gripping your hips, I moved you slightly so that your dick was angled towards the trees. I'm sorry I didn't spend more time building you up, teasing you. I was simply desperate to swallow your length. But by the way you then fucked my face, your hands gripping my head and pulling it onto you, I didn't think you minded. All I could hear then were your balls slapping hard against my chin. As you rushed towards climax, I could feel your cock starting to twitch against my tongue. But my eyes were fixed on the shadow, not 10 meters away. I lost all my composure and started gagging hard, just as your moans reached a deafening pitch. I tasted your ecstasy before I felt it hit the back of my throat. As your softening cock slipped from between my lips, I swear I heard a cough behind you. Your fingers found their place on my clit once more. I didn't think I could get any wetter than I had been before, but you loudly insisted that I was as your fingertips dipped inside me, pulling up my skirt around my waist, exposing myself. I directed my cunt at the trees. Your lips resumed kissing my neck as I ground myself against your fingers. I lost myself there, crying, "Fuck!" louder and louder into the dark air until you forced your wet fingers into my mouth to suck. A stick cracked underfoot nearby. I begged out loud for you to replace your fingers on me. You made me pull my dress down and scoop my tits out of my bra before you would. I was actually glad you did, because your mouth on my hard, cold nipple made me lose control and fuck your hand with a wanton mania. I strained my eyes to see if they could see. Finally, you allowed me release. With my head thrown back, my climax thundered through me. Anyone nearby could have heard how wet my clit had become as your fingers swam against my flesh. I had to beg you to stop, to let me go. And as your fingers slowed, I lifted my head. Then the figure stepped forward. If you liked this, you can find more of Robin's fabulous work at robineatseverything.wordpress.com. That's R-O-B-Y-N, eatseverything.wordpress.com. You can also hear more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.